لله رب العالمين. السلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. وقال عز وجل مخاطبا لسيدنا هارون وموسى عليهما السلام: ولا تنيا في ذكري. وعن سيدنا معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه آخر كلام فارقت عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قلت: أي الأعمال أحب إلى الله تعالى؟ فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أن تموت ولسانك رطبا من ذكر الله، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. On the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect, pure and complete teachings of the deen of Islam, the only deen acceptable to Allah Azza wa Jal after the coming of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the only means of eternal salvation from the fire of Jahannam, is for that person to enter the fold of Islam, to believe in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whoever has heard of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the final and the greatest of Allah Ta'ala's messengers. One of the most virtuous actions in our deen, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, dhikrullah, that has been mentioned extensively in the Quran Azim. Many, many pages span the elaborating the words of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the and great benefits of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Suffice to say that dhikr of Allah is such a thing, one of the only things when Allah has commanded it, Allah Ta'ala has not placed or kept it with a limit. In fact, has encouraged to do so abundantly. In the opening khutbah, the verse recited, Allah says, O those who have believed, not just remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly, glorify Him, mention His purity and perfection, Subhanallah, morning and evening. So Allah Ta'ala has encouraged it to be done abundantly. Suffice to say that when a person wakes up in the morning, and the very first words on our tongue, the sunnah du'an awakening, and let us try and learn all the various sunnah du'as, that person who recites the various du'as taught by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on all the different occasions is counted as amongst those who remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly. We know one is the famous du'a, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhin nushur. Praises of Allah, the reminder of death, the reminder of the day of judgment. All praises be to that Allah who has given me life, who has given us life, after He has given us this form of death, of sleep, and ultimately our gathering, we will wake up from our qabrs on the day of judgment. Another dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi, all praises be to Allah Ta'ala. And we praise Allah Ta'ala as soon as we wake up on three huge favors of Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi alladhi aafani fi jasadi. All praises be to Allah who has given me goodness and well-being and good health in my body. Wa radda alayya ruhi. All praises be to that Allah who has returned my ruh to me after this minor form of death. Every night we are reminding ourselves of the death, so that Allah who has returned my ruh to me so that I can wake up for another day. And then we say, وَأَذِنَ لِي بِذِكْرِهِ. All praises be to Allah who has given me permission to remember Him. Subhanallah, we praise Allah that Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq, enabled us and guided us, honored us to take His name, to remember Him on awakening. We are taught after every salah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches Hadrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu an, after saying to him, Wallahi inni la'uhibbuk. What a great honor this is for him. We will conclude the talk on his last words with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah ta'ala, he says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after saying, on the qasam of Allah, verily I love you, three times, and then says, la tada'anna dubara kulli salatin an taqulan, never ever leave out after every salah to say the following dua, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. All praises be to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, I seek your help and assistance. So all tawfiq, enabling and guidance is only from Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, I seek your help and assistance. Ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. On three things, notice that the first of them, on your remembrance, on your dhikr, you enable me, you guide me. Number two, on making shukr to you for your favors and worshipping you in the best of manners. So again, look at the emphasis on dhikr, that we are asked to beg Allah Ta'ala guidance and tawfiq on the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Now the Quran Azim is replete, it is filled with many, many verses in some form or the other relating to the importance of dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. That is such an easy action that a person can do it standing, sitting, lying down. One is not even have to be in the state of wudu to do the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah, how easy an amal, but how highly effective. There are approximately 300 times plus minus where Allah Ta'ala has mentioned dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in some form or manner in the Quran Azim. Now to go through all of them really would require days and days, but just to cite some examples that encourage us that today we go away from here doing more and more of the dhikr of Allah, having the reverence and the importance of this great action in our deen, in our hearts. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would awake at tahajjud time, and what beautiful lengthy rakats that those beautiful mubarak feet of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would swell on account of lengthy rakats. Sometimes in one rakat, Suratul Baqarah, almost 2.5 paras. After Surah Ali Imran in the next rakat, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha in describing says, do not even ask me, I cannot describe the beauty and the length of the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On awakening for tahajjud after reading the du'as, one of the first things Rasulullah sallam would do would be look towards the sky and read the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, commencing, Inna fi khalqi samawat. Now in these verses, great lesson connected to our topic of discussion. Allah Ta'ala says, in the creation of the skies and the earth, the alternation of day and night, there are clear signs for the people of intellect, intelligence, who look at these and recognize the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And what is the first quality thereafter that Allah mentions about those who are the truly intelligent ones, the intellectuals in the definition of Allah Ta'ala? The first quality, once again, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah, do the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, standing, sitting, and lying down, and they ponder and reflect deeply on the creation of Allah, and the conclusion that they arrive at, that this is not perchance, it not just merely happen on its own. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقَتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. They say, oh Allah, our Lord, you have not created all of this in vain, without purpose. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, the blazing fire of Jahannam, you are pure. So the first quality of people of intelligence, a salient feature, that they use that intellect to remember that being who has granted them that intellect and all other favors abundantly. At another place, Allahu Azza wa Jal in the Quran Azim mentions the etiquettes of one of the most noble actions in Islam, and that is jihad. Those who give their lives and strive and sacrifice with their wealth, their lives for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah reward those who have stood up to face severe oppression, looking it eye to eye whether it is Afghanistan, whether it is Palestine, many other parts of the world. So Allah Ta'ala says, when you face the enemy right in the thick of imminent battle that is about to take place, what are the etiquettes there? Allah Ta'ala says, Fathbutu, remain steadfast, resilient. And what does Allah say? Even at that critical juncture, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly even at that stage so that you may be successful. We find another verse. So again, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala even at that critical juncture. Just as Allah Ta'ala, at the time when sending Sayyidina Musa and Harun alayhim as-salam to invite Fir'aun, that Fir'aun who claimed divinity for himself, harrowing levels of oppression against the believers of his time. Imagine giving a command that every male child born in the Bani Israel should be slaughtered alive in full view of the family. What oppression that must have been. So when they are sent to invite Fir'aun in all his haughtiness, arrogance and pride, who claimed that he is the most supreme Lord, one of the etiquettes Allah says in da'wah, وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِ, do not be deficient in my remembrance, knowing that dhikr of Allah Ta'ala done before da'wat puts great effect into the da'wat. And therefore, even in the noble action of da'wat and tabligh, one of the important etiquettes is to be consistent and punctual on the dhikr morning and evening. That definitely puts a greater effect in that invitation towards Allah Azza wa Jal. It is the spiritual preparation. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being given the initial ayat of wahi and revelation, one of the earliest preparations for the coming of conveying the message of Allah, Surah Al-Muzzammil was all about the ruhani and spiritual preparation, and in there also the command to remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly morning and evening. So we see, coupled with da'wat, the importance of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Those actions that bring the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, his displeasure, amongst them Allah Ta'ala speaks about in one verse, two after the prohibition have come, and that is al-khamr wal-maisir, consuming alcohol, liquor, and by extension substance abuse and gambling. Allah Ta'ala says in the verse thereafter that shaitan, by means of these two things, alcohol, liquor, and gambling, what are they? Are the tools of shaitan. Allah Ta'ala says they are in the plan of shaitan to deter people. What does Allah Ta'ala says? وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that by means of these two, on the one hand, shaitan creates enmity, hatred between people, and it is also a means of debarring you, of prohibiting, of preventing you from the remembrance of Allah and from salah. Look at the importance of dhikr, that even in the mention of the harms of gambling, of liquor and alcohol, is that they are deterrent from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and from establishing salah. Where Allah Ta'ala praises in the Quran Azim, those who are perfect and complete human beings, complete men, Allah Ta'ala says, the trade and occupation, لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع, that involvement in business, in transactions, in trade, does not make them negligent. Again, look at the first thing, from the remembrance of Allah, from establishing salah and paying zakah. So from these verses, the perfect trader is the one who, while trading, while doing business, is involved constantly in the dhikr of Allah. They do not make a person negligent from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Some in Surah Al-Munafiqun, that oh, those who have believed, la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah, do not let it be that your children and your wealth make you negligent from the remembrance of Allah, from the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And whomsoever does that, that because of involvement in wealth, in family and in children, becomes negligent from the remembrance of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says they are the greatest of losers. So we can go on many, many verses of Quran Azim emphasizing the great importance of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, one immense benefit of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, that it grants a person protection from shaitan, from his evil whisperings, the age-old sworn enemy of the human being, whose manifesto right from the start, after becoming the rejected one because of pride and arrogance, was to take as many as possible from the offspring of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam with him into the fire of Jahannam. But dhikr of Allah is such a powerful thing. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. The one who becomes negligent of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, a shaitan is set upon him, who becomes his close colleague, deviates and misleads him as he wills and wishes. One of the great benefits of dhikr of Allah, one of the names that Allah mentions about him, Al-Khanna, that the one who lies in wait with his evil whisperings, but the moment Allah Ta'ala is remembered, it is such a powerful thing that he backtracks. The hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam elaborates this, that shaitan puts his mouth on the heart of the human being for evil whisperings. When a person makes the dhikr of Allah, it is so powerful that he has to step back and retract. Only when a person becomes negligent does he come back and thereafter passes on his evil whisperings. So when we happen to suddenly have evil thoughts, evil whisperings, inclination towards sin, immediately engage in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, a very strong form of protection against shaitan and his evil whisperings. When we look into the ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the virtue of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, subhanallah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says on one occasion, Ala unabbi'ukum bi khayri a'malikum. Should I not inform you of that which is the best of all your actions? Wa azkaha 'inda malikikum, which to your Lord, to Allah Ta'ala, is the most pure of all your actions. Wa arfa'iha fi darajatikum, it elevates your status more than anything else. It is better for you than spending gold and silver in the path of Allah, even better than meeting your enemy in the battlefield and slaying them. Obviously, spending and striving and fighting in the path of Allah becomes more virtuous on occasion of need and necessity. But under general circumstances, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, should I not inform you of that action that supersedes all the aforementioned? Sahaba radiallahu anhu said that, please do inform us. Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Dhikrullah, it is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So let us make ourselves habitual, standing, sitting, lying down, while walking, while driving. A mu'min can never say, I have free time, I have time to kill, I don't know what to do with my time. Every second is precious. In fact, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا. The only thing that the people of Jannah will regret, there can be no regrets, when everything is at the perfect level, the only one thing that there will be some regret because of seeing its immense virtues and benefits, and that they did not seize the opportunity in the free time they had, is that time that had passed by and they did not do the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in it, will carry that remorse. I should have filled the time with more dhikr. I would have been of a higher rank, enjoying greater favors of Jannah. A sahabi once asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ayyul Mujahideena Afdal, that of all of those who strive in the path of Allah, who are the most virtuous of them? Subhanallah, Rasulullah says that those who couple with that noble action do the most dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. He said that fine, ayyu salihin, of those who adopt the path of piety, of the pious people, who are the most virtuous? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that with that piety, those who have the most amount of dhikr, and every branch of deen he asked about, salah, fasting, zakat, hajj, sadaqah, with every one of them, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that those who with these actions do the most dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, so much so, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says to Hadrat Umar radiallahu, how far ahead those who do the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala have gone. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responds that most definitely it is so. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, as mentioned at the beginning, extremely beloved to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam deputes him as the governor and the teacher to the people of Yemen. We can imagine the emotion in that last meeting when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is walking him out of Medina Munawwara, knowing that this is highly possibly the last meeting in this world. Even saying, you, when you come back, you may just find my masjid and my qabr. He says the last words on which I departed from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that occasion was that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what wisdom, what foresight in this question, of all actions which are the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala, which are the most beloved of actions to Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, antamuta wa lisanuka ratabam min dhikrillah. See to it that when death comes to you, your tongue is moist with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. That you, your tongue is naturally habitual of dhikr of Allah in that critical moment of death and the difficulty of that sakarat. That comes to a person that one had natural affinity. So in other words, if you do dhikr of Allah regularly, consistently, enthusiastically your whole lives, at that time, especially the kalima tayyiba to be recited at that time, other forms of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala comes very easily to a person. So at least we try and read Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times morning and evening. Our sins are forgiven, even though equivalent to the foam in the ocean, 100 times the third kalima. With that we also do istighfar, salawat and durood sharif, and any free time. Let us inshallah seize that opportunity, knowing the immense virtues of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give me all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Humble appeal once again. Amongst the means of closeness to Allah Ta'ala, we have bodily ibadah such as salah, we have verbal ibadah such as dhikr, tilawat, Quran, etc. And then there is the financial ibadah, showing our dedication by Allah Ta'ala, contributing to the house of Allah, to the madrasa. Let us inshallah, anyone sitting here, imagine making dhikr of Allah, by us contributing, we will have a share in the dhikr. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ومن يتق الله يرزقه من حيث لا يحجعل ويعظم له أجرا. أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى. ومن أعظم نعم الله عز وجل التوفيق لذكر الله عز وجل. علمنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء لطلب النصرة من الله عز وجل بذكر الله عز وجل قائلا لا تدعن دبر كل صلاة أن تقولا اللهم أعيني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. وأمر الله عز وجل بالذكر مثنيا بالإكثار منه قائلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. وقال الله عز وجل من آداب الجهاد يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. ومدح الله عز وجل التجار الذين لا يغفلون عن ذكر الله عز وجل قائلا رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر كمثل الحي والميت. وعن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه: آخر كلام فارقت عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن قلت: أي الأعمال أحب إلى الله عز وجل؟ فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أن تموت ولسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا: لعنة الله على شركم. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، واغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان، وخاصة في السودان وفي فلسطين والشام والعراق والهند وكشمير وبرما وتركستان وتركيا. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Let's fill in the gaps in the steps in front of us. Among those steps loved by Allah Ta'ala, those steps taken to fill in the gaps in the steps ahead of us. Once we're in the saf, ensure that we stand as close as possible, lock our shoulders, so that when the salah commences, there are no gaps between our shoulders. One of the means of unity in the ummah and protection from shaitan is to stand as close as possible in salah, straightening ourselves. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. استووا اعتدلوا استقيموا تراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت، فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام عليك السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم اطعم المسلمين من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.